If you're flying down to Rio, consider this. Brazilians are facing what may be their largest series of rolling blackouts ever. The rationing, caused by dangerously low generating capacity, will affect more than 100 million people, many of them in big cities such as Rio de Janeiro and Sao Paulo. As Brazilians prepare for life in the dark, the center-right government is worried about its political survival. NPR's Martin Costi reports from Brazil.
Even in the best of times, downtown Rio is not a safe place. Armed robbery is common, and bank security guards nervously monitor customers from behind bulletproof shields. So imagine what might happen if the lights went out.
Deus me livre, apagão aqui no centro da cidade.
God forbid we have a blackout downtown, says security guard Elias Araújo. He makes a hand gesture against the evil eye and says 200 stores will have break-ins. Brazilians are rattled by the prospect of the blackouts, which may start as soon as June 1st and could last 6 months. Besides security concerns, there's the economy to think about. Commercial associations are predicting that as many as 1 million people could lose work, as factories in Brazil's energy-hungry southeastern industrial belt are forced to cut back production. The fiscal crisis in neighboring Argentina has already forced the Brazilian government to lower its growth estimate for the economy this year, and this power crunch means even lower growth for Brazil. As a result, the Brazilian currency has hit an all-time low against the dollar. How did this happen? The government blames the weather. 90% of Brazil's electricity comes from dams, and a dry summer has made reservoir levels dangerously low. But President Fernando Henrique Cardoso admits that the drought is not the only factor. It's undeniable that there are also deep structural problems, Cardoso says, problems which have to be resolved so we aren't caught by surprise again. Cardoso's critics accuse him of mismanaging the country's energy system, ignoring 3 years of warnings about insufficient capacity. The country's semi-privatized power industry has been slow to invest in new generating plants and transmission lines, even though industrial demand for power has been growing by 10% a year. Luiz Sergio, an opposition member of the Congressional Commission on Mines and Energy, says Cardoso's government has privatized the industry irresponsibly.
He never included any conditions to force the new owners of Brazilian companies to expand their production capacity. I'm not saying the state should own everything, but for the state to give up its role as regulator, to give up its role as economic developer, to give up its role as the state, well, that's just anarchy.
Sergio says President Cardoso is also guilty of being too obedient to the International Monetary Fund, which requires Brazil to limit public spending. He says that has meant decreased investment in those power systems that still are state-run. Despite the looming crisis, Congressman Sergio can't help smiling when he thinks about what the blackouts will do to President Cardoso's plan to get a pro-privatization successor elected next year.
There's the popular expression, the last one out, close the door and turn out the lights. But the president is turning out the lights before he shuts the door.
The Cardoso administration's immediate concern is avoiding an outright collapse of the electricity supply. Technicians say states in the country's most populated areas have to cut consumption by 20%, and soon. A special crisis management team is still exploring ways to avoid rolling blackouts, perhaps by imposing stiff fines on consumers who don't conserve. But it now seems unlikely that that will be enough. For right now, Brazilians are assuming there will be blackouts, although the government says it won't give advance notice of the blackout's precise times. Authorities say they don't want to make things easier for criminals who might be planning to take advantage of the power outage. Martin Costi, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.